gonna stop us now.
Good morning!
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kix 96.9.
Ready for this?
Tell us a joke!
Oh, I love jokes.
You are a big fat joke.
You think this is funny? I'm gonna show you what's funny.
It's the Kix Morning Show. JP, Lauren, Husker Nick, good morning. Welcome to January 31st.
Tomorrow's February. That's right? Crazy. Where did January go?
January was a very long year. We just made it through. Kind of what it feels like. It's 3 degrees today compared to -7 when we started out yesterday.
I mean, that's just cold.
Not like yesterday.
Can you feel the difference?
No, it was cold.
At some point, it's just cold, right?
Fear not. It's going to be 43 degrees warmer and tomorrow.
That's so crazy.
So ridiculous, but again.
58 on Sunday. Oh, baby!
And then snow on Tuesday.
That's
20.
Right. It should be.
Mother Nature is drunk.
Mother Nature's messing with me because my sinuses are all over the place.
I actually think Nebraska is just where Mother Nature tests stuff.
Oh, like,
she's like, I'm going to try this. Let's see how this works. What if I drop the temperature by, I don't know, 60 degrees less within 3 days? Let's see what happens.
We're Mother Nature's beta test.
Yeah, we're just, you know.
That's if good. They don't die, I'll try it somewhere else.
That's true. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning. How are you?
I am just barely surviving right now.
Why?
I don't know. It just hit me yesterday, like a sinus thing, and then I had a migraine, and I was in and out of sleep for like hours yesterday.
Oh, well, that's so awesome. Sorry.
The pressure of the right eye, like it's going to bulge out of my head, but instead it's just leaking.
Like you might become Large Marge in any second.
Right, yeah. It's just going to pop out of the head and fly
my
across
God,
the
room. My God,
what if
it did happen that way?
Wow.
What would you do? Yeah. Just warn me so I can get it on video.
Okay.
That's all I kind of, I mean, you know, it's
we
our
got
job.
The puke thing on video. Might
it's entertaining.
The eyeball
exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Just
that's
stay
a
away.
Boomerang.
Rob won't be mad unless you get it on his turntable. Over there.
Yeah. That would be horrifying that, again, my eyeball this time.
JP's eyeball's on your turntable, Rob.
Yeah, he'd be
sorry
curious.
About that, man.
You know.
What I can do about it.
He was feeling all sinusy, and then it just, bam, popped right out of his head.
Yeah. So we'll. We'll muddle through.
Fortunately, I don't think that's usually what happens in those cases. I am unaware of a case where, because of sinus pressure, anyone's eyeball popped out of their head.
Mm. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, but I mean, you got to think about it. There's a first for everything.
That's true.
Like, don't, you know.
Don't totally write it off.
Yeah, don't totally write this off.
Like, is there a WebMD page on
it's
what happens
if your
eye is
bulging? It's unlikely, not impossible.
It's going to pop out of your head. So I'll keep my eyeball in my head and you guys keep
you'll
just going
make
with
it.
The show.
You'll be good.
It'll be fine. And we've got a lot for you today. More cash and concerts this time around for Carrie Underwood tickets. We've got Data Bird Dump 'em at 7:20. We're getting closer to that onesie crawl, which is on Saturday. Which do you have your onesie yet, Husker Nick?
I've not decided which one I want to wear.
Okay.
Is where I'm at right now. I've actually gone and looked at a few different locations, and I'm not positive which one I'm going to be rocking.
Where have you seen one? For those
who
might be looking for
onesies. Well, they got a bunch of them at Walmart.
Walmart's
a good spot for that. Target's got some, which is a good spot for that.
I bet they're gone onesies. By now, but you know, the Sears is going out of business in the mall and everything's like 40-60% off. They had a bunch, but that was like a week ago, so I don't know that
it's going to be fun, and the weather's going to be gorgeous.
Right.
Like, we really lucked out on how nice the weather's going to be.
We're going to be walking around in onesies.
Like, and it's Groundhog Day.
Yeah, it'll be a fun opportunity for about 4 hours to... get around and hang out with our listeners and just have some fun. Yep.
If you can find a groundhog onesie, you will be the most timely person there.
Well, and that's the thing is like we just found out some of the fun prizes that they're giving away at each of the different bars we're going to for the best onesies. So if you bring your game, you got a chance to win all kinds
of
stuff.
Wow. All right.
So we'll have that all coming up on Saturday presented by iSleep. You can still get your tickets. It's almost sold out. At KZKX.com for us to be a part of the onesie crawl on Saturday.
It's a fun time, man.
It's a good time.
You're going to miss out if you don't go. I'll tell you that right now.
So get on it and get your onesie and get ready to go. We'll get ready to go with it.
Live on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
No, you're not listening to KFRX. This is Kix. We just had to give you reference. With the fact that it's Ariana Grande that we're talking about.
Man.
Who you'd think after the whole thing with her and Pete Davidson, she'd probably stay away from tattoos for a little while.
No. Yep.
Back off that of hair.
I would, I mean, personally, just because you don't know. You got his name put on her and everything, and then she had to... Did she get removed or covered up?
That
or can't
I don't
remember
know.
What? So anyway, she just recently got some more tattoos. And Japanese symbols put on her hand.
Well, her new single that was a big hit for her is called Seven Rings.
Right.
Right.
So she went to get seven rings tattooed on her hand. But she did
it.
The
palm of her hand.
Yes. She did it in Japanese symbols.
Which is a weird spot for a tattoo piece.
Very sensitive. Well, actually,
it's, and she said this too, it's known as almost a temporary tattoo because it will come off.
Yeah,
it'll like because off. It'll peel.
Yeah, your hand will peel.
The more you know around your hands and stuff comes off quicker because it gets
It's gonna look good here in about a year as it's halfway, three quarters of the way gone.
But so she puts the picture up of her new tattoo, and pretty quickly, people who can read Japanese characters are tweeting back because it's just a little off. Just a little, but enough to totally change the meaning of what it is. It does not say seven rings. Her tattoo says Shirin, which is a small barbecue grill.
Yeah! There you go.
It's like a little hibachi.
Way to
the
go,
translation
lady.
Is what that
you
translates.
Get yourself like, a little small grill tattooed
well,
on
Well, makes sense,
hand.
Though, because then you can walk right in and hold the hand up and like, oh, okay, you want that. Cool. You can make your order.
I want P.S. Now grill. I want one of these. I didn't know these were a thing. It's like a tiny tabletop grill.
Yeah.
They're awesome. I want one.
There you go.
I don't know if I want it badly enough to get a tattoo of one.
No, well, you'd probably accidentally get the full seven rings, so it says seven rings.
There
instead,
you go. You know. Or the words seven rings.
Yeah.
So people reacted, and she deleted the photo, but then tweeted, quote, indeed, I left out, and it's some of the characters, which should have gone in between. It still hurt like F, though.
Oh.
I wouldn't have lasted one more symbol, LMAO, but this spot also peels a ton and won't last, so if I miss it enough, I'll suffer through the whole thing next time.
What?
But then,
it's kind of strange to get a tattoo that you think is going to self-peel within however long.
I mean,
that's an interesting philosophy.
Yeah.
Well, you're promoting your one song. I mean, I guess after time you can.
Do you think she got a tattoo about what was that Wobble Side to Side song she had like 2 years ago? Did she get a tattoo about that?
Impossible.
However,
maybe
this morning there was an update. She did, in fact, get the tattoo fixed.
Oh, she did.
Oh, thank God.
She did. However.
Oh, no. What did she get it to this time?
Well, no, it's right, but it's super awkward. Apparently.
Okay.
People who read this fluently are like, well, it's mostly right, but it's a really just kind of odd way to read it, and you have to read it kind of at the wrong angle. And
she just needs to tweet these people back and say, good news, it's my tattoo,
not yours.
So shut up.
Yeah, but if it's in another language, like, shouldn't it mean what you mean for it to say in another language? It's like in the late 80s, early 90s when they were, when it was like the thing to wear t-shirts with Japanese characters on them. And half of them said dumb American, but it said peace on the bottom.
What a bunch of jerks.
Or I can't really read this. Because if you're going to buy a shirt that you can't read, I mean, that's kind of on you, isn't it?
Ooh, right. Jerk move by the t-shirt people.
So there you go. You're going to get a tattoo and Japanese characters.
If you're going to get a tattoo that you can't personally read,
right,
you better be really, really sure about the person who's doing that translation for you. Probably get a native speaker.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Don't miss this. Next on the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
She is a native speaker of things from Nashville. Lauren will have your nitty gritty from Music City next.
Keeping you in the know from Music Row, it's the nitty gritty from Music City on New Country, Kix 96.9.
Jimmy Allen is getting his first taste of big success with his number one single, Best Shot, but it was a long road getting there. Jimmy came to Nashville with almost nothing and was far from an overnight success. Quote, I moved to Nashville in 07 from Delaware and lived in my car for like 4 months. Then I lived in a trailer with no electricity. It's kind of a wonder he stayed in Nashville, too, considering the range of reactions he got. Quote, it was weird because I was told I was too pop for country, but I was too country for pop. For 10 years, I was in limbo, and then finally in 2017, I got a deal, and things have been cool. 10 years later, it's cool now. Now that he has had a number one hit, he will also be joining us at Country Stampede,
right,
which is a good thing. And he has some new music out. Here's a little bit of his new single, Make Me Want To.
Girl, what's your name? What you drinking? Yeah, what's your favorite song? If you're thinking what I'm thinking, we ain't gonna be in this bar too long. We'll be staying.
another hit to me. Yeah. It also sounds like Chris Lane is ready to take the next step with his girlfriend, Lauren Bushnell, or maybe he already has. He posted a photo of himself with her dad playing golf, and he captioned it, "Great day on the course with my potential future father-in-law." That seems very aggressive if someone is not planning to propose.
Right.
That would be a weird thing to caption a photo if you are not either planning to propose or have already proposed. So we'll let you know when officially the Chris Lane...
You know where Lauren Bushnell's from.
It sounds familiar. Is that what
she
that is?
She was on The Bachelor with Ben Higgins. It was Ben and Lauren.
That's right. Yeah. I was going to say, the name sounded familiar and I didn't know why. She's from The Bachelor.
There you go.
Well, there you go. Maybe that's why he posted the photo. If you're going to propose to someone who's been on The Bachelor, do you have to like stretch it out and make it as reality show dramatic
as possible?
As...
Yep.
This was some kind of a taped interview he was actually doing with her father about what the potential future might be. So
there you go.
We'll keep you updated on that. Chris Jansen has new music on the way. His new single, Good Vibes, will be out February 8th, but he gave a live preview. Here's a little bit of that. Based on that, I'm excited about it. That sounds cool.
Yeah, way better than the Christmas song.
Good Vibes will be out February 8th. This is the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Lauren Silverman for Kicks 96.9.
Hold on. This is what's next with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kicks 96.9.
We're going to share some good things, including sent to us a Nebraska Awesome Good Thing. If you've got something you'd like us to share about somebody doing good, we'd like to hear from you. Just direct message us Facebook or Twitter. Is that a good thing? We'll add it to our list.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kicks Morning Show is on now.
What good do we have for the folks today, Lauren?
Okay, my good thing comes from Thailand, and this was viral yesterday because it's so adorable. I'm not going to do well with this woman's name. Her name is Kemjira Klongzanun, I believe.
That sounds perfect
to me. Sure. Mm-hmm. And she's a runner. She's a distance runner. She does marathons all the time. And last week, she was participating in a marathon, and she noticed over in the gutter, there was a tiny little puppy.
Oh.
She stopped. She went over. This obviously was not great for her time, but she could not be dissuaded. There was a puppy. And and so she looked around, and there was no, it was a tiny little puppy, and there's no mom, there's no other dogs. There's no, it was an abandoned puppy in the gutter.
Okay.
So Kemjira picked up the puppy. She was 7 miles into her marathon. She carried the puppy the entire rest of the marathon.
Nice.
Then went back to see again if they could find a mom or anything. Nope, right. No other dogs. The dog was truly alone. And so she took it home and adopted it. And there are so many photos that people took from all along the way of this marathon with this runner carrying a puppy.
Very what kind cool. of dog is it? Can you tell?
I'm not good at that game.
Yeah. Oh, well.
I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, so then there's pictures of her introducing it to her other two dogs. And on the way home, the puppy took a nap with her finisher medal and everything. But yeah,
adorable.
So 19 miles, she carried the puppy, and now it has a new home.
Nice.
What's going to make your good thing?
So my good thing, and there was a video put out by the PGA that there's like 100,000 different awesome things about this video that you talk about. Like all these different things. It's a Special Olympics athlete. Her name's Amy. She's a golfer. And Gary Woodland, who's one of the good dudes on the PGA Tour, he was going to surprise her at the Waste Management Phoenix Open on hole 16, which if you don't know what this is, because you can't see the video, there are grandstands all around this.
Okay.
And it's famous because this is the one hole on any golf tour in the world that you're encouraged to try to mess up the golfers and heckle them and be crazy. And it's like, it's
oh, really?
It's an insane thing okay. that I want to experience sometime. Well, instead, you have a Special Olympics golfer named Amy, and she goes out there, and all these people, I mean, it is a par three, the whole length, there's thousands of people watching
sure.
her. And she goes walking out, and the portion of the video I'm going to play for you, this, what makes this special, the voice you're going to hear, you'll hear Amy, but her dad walks out there with her, and he is what every dad is when they watch their kid, you know, standing up in front of all these people, and he's just like, oh, please, oh, please, oh, please, oh, please, oh, please, and she crushes it.
Big focus, all right?
They love me.
I know, how about that?
Here you go.
Paul? Nice to meet you. Let's do it.
Yeah.
You need a tee?
All right.
See the flag right in the middle?
Yeah.
You got this, kiddo.
Yeah, I got this.
Nice.
She hits it off the tee and it goes a long ways. It goes into a bunker.
Okay.
So Gary Woodland's like, well, hey, you want me to do this or you can take care of it? She goes, I got it. She walks into the bunker and hits it perfectly within like 6 feet of the hole. And they all look in the video. You see everybody looking at each other and dad's just like, yep, that's my daughter. It's awesome. It's that's a really fantastic. Cool video.
My good thing is girl wrestling. We have more than 100 girls across the state that are doing wrestling now, including 22 alone at West Point Beamer. And it was Brittany Everett who brought it to me. They had their first ever girls-only wrestling duel between West Point Beamer High School and Platteview.
That's cool.
Interesting.
And West Point Beamer won 42-21.
Where is that?
That's West Point.
Oh, okay.
So kudos to them. The first ever girls varsity high school wrestling duel.
That's awesome, man.
So
that's
kind of
really
a cool,
cool
thing. That again, thank you, Brittany, for sharing with us and letting us know about your good thing.
You're just a few seconds away from this with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick show on Kix 96.9.
You're ruining it for everybody. That's what this story is all about. And yeah, I probably would be right there ruining it for everybody. Sorry.
Live, local, and laughing. Now, it's JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Soiled it.
That's what a lot of scientists are doing right now because of things get a little out of hand at one of the world's most famous beaches.
Right.
Nelly.
Millions of tourists flock to the white sand beaches in Ibiza. And environmentalists and local officials are furious over the phenomenon because these people are causing massive damage to the island's protected dunes.
This is...
What the reason why there's so much damage is apparently people are just coming and having sex there.
That
sexy
happens
times
sometimes.
Having it on the beach.
They're hopping the fences.
Yeah.
Because there are fences against this, like, protected environmental area. And they're actually damaging the ecosystem.
Because of sexy time is eroding the famous delicate dunes.
That's right.
There in the sandy beaches.
That's super uncomfortable, by the way.
Is that kind of beach?
Oh, gosh. Rolling around on a beach like that? Not comfortable.
It sounds like a bad idea.
It's not comfortable.
Because there's lots of places for sand to get.
Right?
I mean, yeah. There's lots of places that you don't want sand.
Dude, my wife and I were in Costa Rica, and we decided in the middle of the night it'd be awesome to sneak off and like, hey, here it comes. We're going over to this beach.
It sounds like a romantic idea.
It was for like 10 minutes until like there was this shack about 40 feet away that some local lived in. He totally came out and sat in his chair. And we were like, oh!
He's like, I'm going to make a drink and I'm going to sit down and have a show.
You are literally on my front lawn right now.
Hey, what's up? Yeah. No, I wouldn't recommend it.
So
it sounds fun. You need a blanket.
They're doing everything they can to protect the beaches from people doing sexy time on there.
Well, the website promotes this beach as, quote, an ideal place to walk naked and look for a lover.
Yes.
They just don't mean like right here.
Yeah. Just not like, over here.
Like a potential future one, not an immediate behind the fences.
Just not right here.
That's like the world's most famous nudist colony is right there,
one
right?
Of the most nude beaches in the world.
Yeah, right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
So they're doing their best to keep people from.
People are just
sexy time in certain
rolling
areas
around in certain spots and just ruining. Ibiza.
Well, is that like
dunes.
A, you got to keep the mouse in the house because there are literal mouses who have their literal houses right there and you are ruining them.
Probably crabs.
Oh
boy.
Crabs are always a bad thing in that situation.
More? Yep. You're just seconds away from this. From JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
God, how old is Tom Brady?
He's old.
We're going to play a game with Tom Brady and you coming up next.
Get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
The big game. It's Sunday. Tom Brady's back in it.
I'm slowly starting to get excited for it.
A little slow build for you?
Yeah.
I guess it took a little while as a Chiefs fan to come back from all of that.
But I got my fantasy football league wrapping up with this game. And
that's a big deal.
I got some cheddar on the line.
That's
it should
a
be
good,
good
thing. Yeah, it's the Tom Brady and the Patriots back in the Super Bowl again, this time against the Los Angeles Rams.
And L.A. Rams.
The map that shows the people rooting for the Rams or the Patriots, I think it's like a majority of the United States is rooting for the Rams and not the Patriots.
It's weird, though, because the Rams, they when they moved to L.A., if you watch their home games on TV, there's no Rams fans in the crowd. It's all whatever the away team is.
Yeah.
There's an ongoing joke that the Rams play 16 away games every season.
So we thought we'd have a little bit of fun because Tom Brady, he has been...
He's old!
He's so old!
God!
He's been in the Super Bowl a lot.
18 years.
Yeah. 2001 was his first Super Bowl.
Yeah, so. Yeah. This is his ninth Super Bowl, guys.
That's crazy.
That's, yeah, every other year Tom Brady is a Super Bowl in the Super Bowl. It's mind-boggling, actually.
So we thought we'd play a little game called Before Tom Brady or After Tom Brady, yeah. BTB or ATB, and we bring in Pina. Good morning, Pina. How are you?
Good.
Good. Are you ready to play the game and think you know what's before Tom Brady or after Tom Brady?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, right. The important year is 2001.
Right.
That was his first Super Bowl. So basically we're asking, are these things before or after 2001?
It's amazing the stuff that didn't exist when he got in the league.
Right. And Ashley, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm a little under the weather, but I'm okay.
Okay. No. All right. Well, hopefully you can
this will help.
Focus
on it. So should we go back and forth or just yell out their name?
It's up to you, buddy.
Why don't we go back and forth? We'll start with
plenty of them.
Pina. Yeah. Before or after Tom Brady, the iPhone.
Before.
No.
Nope. When Tom Brady played his first Super Bowl, the iPhone did not exist yet.
My mom, I was telling my mom about this game, and she pointed out that I didn't start texting her until around probably this time in 2001. Tom Brady's older than me texting my mother.
Right. So not the
That's
iPhone.
That's insane.
We'll go to Ashley. Ashley, how? We'll just flip it the other way. Android phone. Was that before or after Tom Brady?
Before.
No.
Oh, he's so old.
He has the iPhone didn't come out until 2007.
Yep.
Oh, wow. All right, so we'll go back to Pina. And the Sony PlayStation, before Tom Brady or after Tom Brady?
After.
No.
That came out in the 90s.
Oh, okay. So that one, we found something
sure.
that predates Tom Brady in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Just barely, right. though. It's not that
not
crazy.
Much.
Yeah.
We'll go back to Ashley. Adobe Photoshop. Was that before Tom Brady or after Tom Brady?
My husband uses that a lot. Or used to use it a lot. Adobe Photoshop. I'm going to go after.
No.
This game is harder than we thought.
Wow.
All right. We'll go back to Pina. YouTube. Before Tom Brady or after
YouTube.
Tom Brady?
YouTube. Oh, man.
After.
That is right.
Yeah. He's older than YouTube. My kid would think he was the most ancient thing on the earth.
We'll go to Ashley.
Yeah, not just him.
About that.
His Super Bowl career is older than YouTube.
The quarterback, they asked the quarterback he's playing in this Super Bowl what the first Super Bowl he ever remembered was.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It was Tom Brady's second Super Bowl. That's a real thing. The quarterback's only 23 that he's playing against.
Mm-hmm. We'll go to Ashley.
Isn't that crazy?
So when Tom Brady played his first Super Bowl, he was 5.
All right, before Tom Brady or after Tom Brady, Facebook.
Ooh.
Facebook was after.
That is right.
Yeah.
I know that because I was in college when Facebook came out.
There you go.
Very good. All right, so before Tom Brady or after Tom Brady, Pina, text messaging.
After.
No, that was before. You could do that with phones.
It took forever, and you had to press each button 3 times.
Fun stat about Tom Brady, he's one of only 3 players in the NFL that was on the original PlayStation's video games.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's so old.
Oh, my gosh.
He's
so
old.
All right, so Ashley.
Yes.
I'm going to go with Twitter before Tom Brady or after.
After.
It is after.
All right, what's the score? I've lost the thread.
Is Ashley's got 2, Pina's got 1.
Okay, so Ashley gets 1 more and she wins this.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Let's go to Pina. Nintendo Wii, before Tom Brady or after Tom Brady?
Nintendo Wii.
After.
That is correct.
Okay, 2-2.
Ashley.
Mm-hmm.
Before Tom Brady or after Tom Brady? The Macarena.
Oh, before.
That is right.
Yes, I remember that being in middle school.
I was in high school.
Damn.
Well, because you were able to outdo Pina by 1 point, Ashley, you are the winner of our game, but we're going to send both of you to the movies on us.
The rest of this list is pretty impressive. Like, things that did not exist when Tom Brady played his first Super Bowl. Spotify, Skype, Twitter, LinkedIn, Gmail, Uber, Airbnb, Google Maps, the iTunes Store, SoundCloud, Nintendo Wii, Dropbox, hashtags, like Reddit,
guys,
it goes on and on and on.
Gmail.
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 Didn't exist.
We were all AOL.
Yeah.
And all that. Hotmail. Web crawler.
Oh my God, MySpace hadn't come out yet.
No, none of us were friends with Tom.
MySpace was the hip new technology that was still a few years off.
That's so funny. Well, ladies, thank you for playing. Have fun at the movies on us, all right?
Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
Yeah, hang on the line. We'll get more details to you.
With the JP Lauren and Husker Nick show on Kix 96.9.
Do you guys remember on MySpace trying to figure out how you're going to order your top 10 friends?
Yes.
And it was like, oh man,
this is kind of a thing.
You did it and you get a phone call like, oh,
really?
Really? Four? I helped you move last year. God, sorry.
Helping you out with your friends or potential friends, date them or dump them, that's next.
It's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9. Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's date them or dump them with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Now brought to you by Hertz Donut, the rebel of all donuts. Break the rules with their uniform-free toppings and amped-up flavors. Check out the Hertz Donut Facebook page to see all the flavors and daily specials. Hertz Donut, 9th and P downtown. Get there, like, now. And we have a big surprise for Valentine's Day coming up on the 4th that we'll introduce you to. Oh,
involving Hertz Donuts.
All right.
That'll be a lot of fun. So if you need our assistance when it comes to dating issues, somebody ghosting you, somebody not calling you back, we've got your hookup and more than willing to help you figure out what went on. Just direct message us on Facebook or Twitter with the title Date Number Dump, and we'll do our best to help you. Corey's looking for our help getting another date with a gal named Maddie. Good morning, Corey. How's things going?
Good. I'm all right. How are you?
Good. Thanks. Thanks for being a part of the show. And yet, not Greg, because I mean, you'd like to try to find out why Maddie's ghosting you.
Okay, so describe to us, how did you guys meet, and tell us about your first date?
Well, let me start by saying I'm not normally a guy who like believes in fate, but I bumped into this girl at a Starbucks, and we catch eyes a couple of times and smile at each other. I get my coffee and go about my day, and later that afternoon, I'm at the gym. I see her at the gym.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I've been going there for a while, and I guess I hadn't noticed her, so I smile at her. And she sees me, and she smiles back. So I walk over to her, and we're talking. And I ask her out, and she says yes.
Nice. Okay.
So you need to write a book on how to successfully walk over and say hi to a girl at the gym. Because usually that ends poorly for most people.
Yeah, usually for me, too. Not today. So we go out, and we hang out. We talked about working out and staying healthy. And I thought we had a great time. And now she won't get back to me. Okay. I haven't even seen her at the gym. I don't know. I hope she's not avoiding me.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Well, tell us about your date. Let's see if we can get any clues from the date itself.
Well, we went out to get some food, chatted a bit, and that was, I guess, it. I don't know. It didn't seem really bad. We talked about each other and just enjoyed some company over dinner.
So far, it also doesn't feel remarkable in any way.
Yeah.
I mean,
not the best kind when you just kind of like get to know each other.
Does it get to know your date?
Crazy.
Yeah.
How was the end of the date? Sometimes there's a clue there. Was there any kind of a kiss or a hug or a let's definitely do this again? Or what happened at the end?
We didn't have any like contact. She was just like, all right, thanks so much. But I don't know. I thought that was normal.
Okay.
So I ran into this issue with my wife. I offered to start working out with her, telling her I would make sure I would spot her while she was doing squats. I would take care of her, make sure she was good. You didn't pull that move and then have the same result I did, which was my wife saying, we are not working out together, Nicholas. Okay. Guess not.
Hello?
Yeah.
There he is.
Let's call her. Let's see.
All right.
I feel like there will be some guesses on Twitter.
Oh, okay. All right. So what we'll do is we will put you on hold here, Corey. We'll give Maddie a call, see if we can get her on the phone. And while that's going on, you can chime in on the show via Twitter, KX969. All right, so you can make your guesses. We will help Corey the best we can.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick show on Kix 96.9.
By calling Maddie, and again, you can go on our Twitter account, KX969, and make your guesses on what you think of Corey so far. And if you do a proper guess, whether it's funny or you get it exactly right, you go to the movies on us out of the Grand Theater downtown. Brought to you by Concordia University Online Learn.
Wake up in the morning, don't know what happened.
Wake up with Lincoln's New Country and JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Kicks 96.9.
There's always more than one side to the story. More Datum or Dump'Em is coming up on Kicks 96.9.
Corey and Fate in a Starbucks turns into Fate meeting at the gym and getting another date.
Wow.
Getting a date with Maddie. But he'd like a second date. And your guess is on Facebook or Twitter, KX969.
Ryan guessed he ordered something that wasn't healthy, and she didn't like that he was putting unhealthy foods in his body after a workout. She wants more than just a body.
Man, she'd never went on a date with me, because I usually go get a beer.
We'll find out what the issue is with Maddie and Corey coming up. You can make your guesses on Twitter, KX969. Here's Luke Bryan. It's Kix.
You cut up. That's what's up. Let's kick the dust up.
Luke Bryan, kick the dust up. Datum or Dump'Em with JP, Lauren, Husker Nick. Lots of guesses on Corey. Corey, more like Bory.
Burn!
Harsh!
From Steph Irwin on Twitter. Elena Pineapple, this is boring. I'm bored now. Becky Van Lanningham says he talks about working out too much and has the gif of Ron Burgundy. Watch out for the guns. They'll get you.
I tried super hard to get him to kind of open up, if you didn't notice.
Yeah.
And it didn't happen.
Let's see what happens when we get a hold of Maddie and figure out what went wrong with their date. Is it Corey or something that happened on the date? Datum or Dump'Em, keep your guesses coming. Twitter, KXN69 with JP, Lauren, Husker Nick.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick
in the morning
are on
Kix 96.9.
Now the conclusion to Datum or Dump'Em with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Corey says it was fate, him and Maddie meeting. First, a glance at Starbucks. And then later that afternoon, he sees her at the gym. And he's like, I'm going to ask her out. And they go out for dinner, and they have a good time, or at least he thought they did. Still guesses coming in on all kinds of Twitter. Too much grunting at the gym. Eating too healthy, has no day off or no cheat day.
Yeah, I don't think it's anything that happened at the gym, because she said yes to the date at the gym and then didn't talk to him again after the restaurant.
So what's the deal with Corey?
Hello?
Hi, is this Maddie?
Yes.
Hi, it's JP, Lauren, Husker Nick, the Kix Morning Show.
Wait, who is this?
We're a morning show.
We're on the radio.
On the radio.
You're on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're just...
if you'd be willing to talk with us for a little bit.
Calling to say, what's up?
I'm sorry. This is really weird. I'm confused. Why are you calling me?
We are calling you to talk about a date you went on recently, actually, so this is not going to get less confusing. We heard from a guy who said that he recently went on a date with you after you guys met at the gym, and he thought it was a good date and thought there was going to be another one. He does not seem like an especially effusive fellow, but he wanted our help in figuring out why you are now ghosting him, as he put it.
Okay, yeah. No. I will pass on whatever that guy is offering. I'm good, honestly.
He basically just wants to know if you'll go on another date with... Well, no, he isn't even saying that. He wants to know why,
you have not
gotten back to him. Will you tell us about your date?
We went out to dinner, and he was just, like, not eating. He was just eating celery and crackers.
At a restaurant?
Okay.
Yeah, and... He was like, oh, I'm trying to lose weight, but it's like the most unhealthy way to lose weight. And it's like he's going to drop dead any second now.
Okay.
Did you talk to him about that? Or, I mean, you met at the gym, so did you guys talk about goals or what kind of stuff you're doing or that kind of conversation?
Yeah, we talked about all that. And honestly, he's a big guy. He's got to weigh like 300 pounds. And he's trying to lose like 100 pounds for his brother's wedding. So he goes on this strict diet, and he just might be dead before he even makes the wedding.
Oh, wow. Wait,
I'm sorry, what? What did you just say to me?
By the way, Maddie, Corey's on the phone with us.
Technically not to you. Didn't know you were on the phone.
No, the hell with her. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? All right, here's the deal. My brother wanted me to lose some weight for his wedding, and I'm just trying the best I can. What a bitch.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, you know what? What about me? What about what I eat? You ate like a freaking pig. You had a steak and a baked potato.
We went to eat after the gym. What did you expect me to eat? Celery with you?
I think she just, you hate fat people. That's what it is. You're going to hate someone just because they're having celery, trying to be healthy.
Don't do that.
Wow.
You are so unhealthy, and eating like that after an intense workout is not good.
Okay, there's a lot here. I feel like no, there's not going to be another date.
No.
And I mean, I know lots of people that have used a wedding as a goal. You know what I mean? Which is awesome if that's you. I mean, yes, please do it healthy. I have no idea other than that one meal what you're eating, but please do it in a good way because we like you and we want you to be with us for a long time.
Right.
But both of you feel a little judgy right now.
Yeah.
And
Corey, it just seems, I mean, really weird. That's really kind of mean of your brother that he wants you to lose weight for his wedding.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't want him to be fat there, I guess. I don't know. I think it's pretty messed up. He's been with me his whole life, and he wants me to do this just for his wedding. I mean, hell, knowing him, I'll probably call off the wedding the day before, and I'll have wasted all this time for nothing.
Well, maybe then this wedding is not a great goal for, yeah. I mean, you do it, whatever you're going to do it for you because you want to feel good.
Hey, Corey, every week on the show, I do spokesperson work for Max Muscle, and Dow is down there as a nutritionist. Bro, I would love to, I bet I could call him and have him chat with you just because he'll be able to help you if you really want to lose weight. He'll be able to help you do it in like a healthy manner.
Right.
So like the roller coaster thing that it sounds like is, let's not do that. That's not, you know what I mean? Like let's maybe, cause you listen to the show and you're a part of our family here. So maybe we could help you out.
Yeah. I have a lot of friends down at Good Life Fitness would be totally willing to help you put together. If that is what you're looking to do. If not, man, you do what you want to do.
Yeah, just be healthy.
Don't be settled by what your brother wants you to do.
Yeah.
That's all really nice. I don't know. I'm a little put off. This woman was just, one night she's judging me about what I'm eating. Like, yeah, I agree. Thank you for your help. But like, she doesn't know my life, you know?
Yeah. No, we understand that.
I don't think we're getting this one back together.
Yeah.
By the way, too, if you don't mind me saying, dude, like, she went on a date with you, which was cool, and you guys went out, and obviously she decided, hey, you know, he's going through this diet deal that he's doing, and it would be hard for her to date you. I wouldn't use the B word at ladies, I know you're mad, don't do that. Yeah. That's like, in my opinion, not something you should call somebody, especially a woman. So just like, you know, hey, this ain't going to work out. Luckily, there's other fish in the sea, as they say, and you guys can pursue other dates.
Right.
And we'll try to, if you'd like, we'll try to see if we can get a hold of some of our friends that we, you know, work with that help us, you know, go through eating routines and different things. We could try to help you out. If not, no biggie. But I don't want you guys, you know, it was one date. We're okay. Everybody's good. Yeah. Don't go on angry the rest of the day.
Maddie, chop it up to just being hangry.
Life is good.
We do appreciate you taking our call, Maddie.
You're welcome.
Maddie made me want to have steak and potatoes tonight, by the way. Thank you for that. I am on that now.
And Corey, thanks for listening to the show, man. We do appreciate you, and we'll be glad to talk to you off the air. And if you want, and see if we can help you in other ways.
All right. Well, thanks for that, I guess. Appreciate it.
If you want, dude. Otherwise, you know, we're good. Just, you know, I hate hearing you so dejected leaving the show with us. So, man, we care about you.
Thanks, guys. No, I appreciate that.
And that's why Corey's not getting a second date from Maddie.
P.S. I wanted to go back to something he said. He said, obviously, she just doesn't like fat people, which she was already on the date. So it obviously, whatever you look like, obviously didn't bother her. Yeah. She was sad he wasn't eating more.
I think he's just lashing out.
That's kind of a victim thing.
Yeah, he's just lashing out.
So, I mean, diet, don't diet, just do what's healthy for you.
I will say I feel bad for him because, like, over the years, I think a lot of people have tried different diet fads and stuff. Right. We did this cayenne pepper lemonade, God knows what it was.
I have heard of that, and it sounds terrible.
It's terrible, and my wife wanted to do it. It was before we got married, and it was a long, so this is like 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. I was working at the railroad, sitting like out there on trains for 12 hours, and all I had with me was 6 of these cups of that nasty drink.
Oh, God.
I was so cranky.
Oh, and
angry.
Nick seems angry today. What?
And I'm like, I'm trying to, I'm like trying to get through it, and oh, my lordy. So I get, you know, I don't know. I feel bad for the dude. But also, she can't be, they can be mad at her for that.
Next on the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
So it's good. Let's talk about that. The craziest bad diet things that you've done. We'll make Corey feel a little bit better about his bad weight loss plan. 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter, KX969. What's the craziest thing you've done to lose weight? We'll get your calls next. Brought to you by Hertz Donut. The craziest diet plan you were a part of. What's that one crazy thing that you did?
And all of these are a bad idea, pretty much.
466-9696, or you can let us know on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Good morning.
Back in high school, I needed to lose a bunch of weight before I became cheerleader.
Okay.
So I started drinking Slim Fast. Ooh. One shake in the morning, one shake at noon, and then I had a very, very tiny dinner.
Sure.
I was down to 600 calories a day.
Oh, my gosh. Whoa. No way.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
Wow.
And I was doing like 100 crunches a day, and I was running a mile and a half every other day.
Yeah, that's no bueno. My goodness.
So there's one example, 466-9696.
My breakfast is 638 calories every morning.
466-9696. Or Facebook and Twitter. That crazy diet plan you tried out. More of your calls and posts after Jason Aldean his Kicks.
Ain't nothing gonna stop us now.
Good morning!
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kicks 96.9.
Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body.
I haven't eaten.
I haven't eaten.
Girl,
look at that. I'm super angry. Girl, look at that. So we wanted to know from you the craziest diet.
This was a bad idea.
Corey is currently eating celery and crackers, which is
that doesn't feel nutritionally complete.
No. There's always like a shock to the system when you go back to, because everybody takes time off from eating healthy.
Right.
Like you'll have a month where it's like, I'm just gonna pizza every night. Let's go. But then when you get back to eating healthy, and like I eat about 2,800 calories a day clean. That is so much freaking food. And I'm like cranky because it's like I'm constantly like, okay, time for another snack here. Let's go do this. And my wife's like, I swear to God, you're always trying to take breaks to have like a snack or eat some. It's tough. Eating healthy is hard.
It's a hard
for
thing
a lot
to do.
Of people.
So we wanted to know from you the craziest fad diet thing that you've done. What was the one you did again?
Oh, I did a lot of them. I am not proud of this. I actually just texted my husband and told him to change the station because I don't want my kids to hear all this.
No,
this is bad. Like, I did all of them, high school and college. I did the cabbage soup diet, which is a delicious soup day one, and then you hate it.
Confirm or deny or plead the fifth. Cranky Mom of Six tweeted us and said that she did the cabbage diet. It was horrible. She said also, P.S., her gas made her husband almost puke constantly.
I don't remember. Probably. I don't specifically remember that, but probably.
Sense. I think that makes sense with the cabbage soup constantly.
Oh, just a
it
ton definitely of nothing makes but sense. Vegetables and yes. cabbage in yeah. your system? Yes. And then, no, I did so many of the different just a bar or just a, you know, I mean, so, and none of these are healthy. Also, I look back at, you know, I was 18 years old and 120 pounds and
right.
doing these and like, shut up. I want to go slap me.
you what are you doing? You're in great physical shape. Yeah. Stop it. So we wanted to know from you your craziest diet things. Good morning.
Hi. I have tried intermittent fasting before.
Okay.
Some people it works for. Me, it makes me hangry.
Mm. Yeah, that's a long time to go. I don't think that'd be good for me. I would just yell at people a lot. That's a lot of hours with no food.
Yelling.
Yes, and I agree. I mean, I lost 185 pounds just through diet and exercise. So
look at you.
Good
that's
for you.
Awesome.
Good for you.
Good job. She tried the fasting.
That intermittent fasting, because I did it for like 3 months earlier this year.
Yeah,
I really
did.
Enjoyed it, but it's hard. It's hard if your family members and friends aren't also doing it. Because you, especially during football
nobody
season.
Nobody gets to eat. Nobody.
Well, no, it's hard because you'll get, you know, hey, let's all go out to breakfast suite. Let's do it, you know, or it's tough. Or you stop, like I would stop eating at 7 o'clock p.m. And then all of a sudden it's like, hey, let's take the kids to go get ice cream. All right. Yeah, let's go.
I'm not eating it, but thanks.
I'll watch.
Hi, Kicks, your crazy diet.
So it wasn't really a diet that I did, but I just got done doing a 10-day fast for my church. And I did the Daniel fast, which was you can't eat anything that has a mom.
Anything that has a mom? So totally plant-based?
Yes, and it's the hardest thing in the whole world.
Did it work?
I mean, I was successful in my fast, and I lost a little bit of weight, but I wasn't a very happy person for 10 days.
You were a very angry person that entire time.
Yes, and my son, who's 9, was holding me to accountable more than my husband ever would. He's like, Mom, that has a mom, and I'm like, oh my goodness.
I was going to say, I might be way wrong on this, but don't... plants, when they germinate, like there's a male and female plant. So technically that plant has a mom.
That's not what they mean, but yeah.
I'm just saying that plant has a mom. I've seen Walt Disney movies where plants have moms.
We got one more on Twitter we'll go to, and you can continue to share your crazy weight loss plans. And in this segment brought to you by Max Muscle, Troy says, the craziest thing I did to lose weight, boot camp.
Yeah, that'll do it.
I just went to, actually into the military, into boot camp.
Oh, yeah, that would, yes, that would do it. Yep.
The legit workout, and the food there, I'm sure, probably isn't the best.
You think?
Well.
Hold on. This is what's next with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
More free money with Cash and Conscience. Another word for you to win $1,000 or your way to Carrie Underwood Live. She'll be here in June at Pinnacle Bank Arena. We've got your hookup.
Live on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Welcome to Amazing Discovery!
I think this is probably the dumbest product in the world.
No way, dude. I think Lauren would be 100% on board for this.
No, because why would I pay somebody else for this? We have plenty of this.
That was a sarcasm. You should start. Now you're just mad you didn't think about it.
It wasn't your idea, so now you're opposed to it. So there's a company called Vave that just started selling tissues.
Oh, man. Are they like just nice... Nice tissues that are a little softer for your nose.
And that feels like a saturated market. I feel like there are a lot of brands of tissues out there.
It's making my nose crack.
Their tissues are a little different because they're infested with germs.
Sounds like something I'd want.
Like something somebody else already sneezed into.
Wow.
They will sell you a box of used tissues for $80, and they sold out.
Really? So people are like... This is that whole philosophy of I get sick and build up my immune system, and then I'm better now.
They claim that using these tissues help build up your immune system to get you ready for flu season, or let you decide when you're going to initially give yourself the flu to get it out of the way. So you can get this box of Kleenexes and then get the flu or not get the flu or become immune to it.
So you would intentionally give yourself the flu.
Yes.
Ooh.
Lots of people die from the flu. Man. That seems like a terrible idea.
When I was a kid, it was the chicken pox. I'm still immune, immune to chicken pox. I was exposed to it as many times as possible.
Yeah,
my mom would take
me
over
to
people's houses to get, like, here, lick him or something. Just breathe on him for a little bit.
Yeah, that's called a vaccine.
Kids are supposed to get the chicken pox. That's a good thing.
But back when I was there, that's what they did.
No, you get a vaccine for the chicken pox now.
I never heard of it.
Your kids have had it.
Probably.
You have to get it before kindergarten.
Never heard of it.
Your kids have had it.
So how do these kids still get chicken pox?
Not everybody gets vaccinated.
Man, it should be illegal. So does Coriel, Liz, and Rob need to thank you for why they're never sick?
Probably.
Because, like, you don't wash your hands when you poop, and then you just use the anti-bac in here and touch the board. So they get your poopy stuff going on, and then they're like, hey.
I always wash my hands when I
poop. Particles. I have not. No, I was there. I witnessed you walk right by, and then you claimed to squeeze the anti-bac with your elbow, which I don't believe for a second. So now I can't use that anti-bac in here.
It was number one. It wasn't number two.
So
yeah, this company is dropping $80
just as well.
$80 and
$80 for used tissues. I really should be a millionaire because we're drowning in used tissues at my house most of the time.
You should write Rob an email and charge him $80 per week that he owes you for touching this board.
He texted me. He said, according to Walgreens National, Lincoln has the highest flu rate nationwide per capita.
That is true. I saw that yesterday. The flu there's a lot of flu.
Not washing your hands. That
doesn't
work.
It's my fault? Or that everybody else is immune because of me?
Your poop particles going around. Ugh.
Anyway, so if you'd like to...
Don't buy used tissues. Do wash your hands. This has been your health minute.
You're just a few seconds away from this with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Keeping you healthy and also informing you on what's going on in Nashville. Lauren has your nitty-gritty for Music City in about 6 minutes. Hang on. Oh, the final countdown. As the new exhibit at Morrill Hall is almost ready to open, we have Mandy from Morrill Hall. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
And this is more than a new exhibit. This is a whole new floor,
new floor. The whole thing. Yep. The museum is now going to be full four floors of exhibits. And when you go up to the fourth floor, you're going to think to yourself, am I in Morrill Hall? It's bright. It is packed with all kinds of specimens, objects. We've got huge models of ancient animals that used to roam Nebraska. It's a really, really amazing new exhibit space in the building.
And the fourth floor hasn't been open to the public for, you said, what, 50 years?
50 years,
wow,
yeah.
Wow, really?
Yes, yes. So when the building was actually built, the Sheldon Art Museum's collection was up there. And then time, it transitioned to classrooms and offices. Mm-hmm. Now, all of those people who were in those offices have gone back to their departments at UNL, which is great for them. And now Morrill Hall is a full four-floor museum here in Lincoln.
And you guys are having a grand opening coming up, yes? What's that going to look like?
Yes, Saturday, February 16th, we'll open the doors at 9:30, and the fourth floor will be open, so you can head on up. All the other floors will be open as well, so you can tour the whole museum. And then on Sunday, we have a special Sunday with a Scientist event that starts at 12:30, looking at the museum's collection. So we have about 13 million specimens and objects, and so we're going to be talking more about that and highlighting what's new on the fourth floor.
And you said when they were designing this, they were specifically new exhibits, they were specifically keeping kids in mind.
Yeah, so we have things at their level. We have different labels for them to read that are at their level. We have crawl throughs. You can crawl through a rattlesnake den, of which is really cool.
Awesome.
We have a big cottonwood log, of which is Nebraska's state tree that they can crawl through. All kinds of things at their level. And then us too, adults. We have you come face to face with an ancient saber-toothed carnivore that used to roam Nebraska. He is at your face when you come up on fourth floor. It's really amazing. You have to see it.
Very cool. Okay, so that grand opening for the public is on Saturday, February 16th. I'll be out there for that as well. So I'm excited to take a bunch of people out there and see it. We've also got family four packs we're going to be giving away as well.
Awesome.
Hall leading up to this. So
it's such a fun place to take kids. Yeah. I've taken my kids there a lot of times.
I can't contain my excitement. It's going to be amazing.
All right, we'll get more details, Facebook or Twitter, KX969, so you guys can be a part of it too. Mandy, thank you so much.
Thank you.